Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome back, everyone, to Vox Markets. My name is Paul Hill. I'm delighted again to be able to speak to CEO Shankar Patel and CFO Stuart Kilpatrick of Lords Group Trading, a UK specialist builders merchant and heating plumbing distributor. So welcome, gents.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, well, big congrats on today's resilient full year 2024 trading update, despite the sort of very challenging conditions across the sort of the building products industry in the UK. But before we sort of dig into the details there, Shankar, I don't suppose you could just quickly take us through what you're seeing at the coalface in terms of current demand and how you see that one over the next 12 to 18 months sort of playing out.
Okay. Well, we started 24 knowing that it was going to be a tough H1 with potentially recovery coming in H2. We've all sort of been caught off guard by various events, notwithstanding we had the election possibly at the wrong time in May. That leads to people sort of backing off on investments and making big decisions. The result of a majority government should usually lead to investors and consumers being more confident about the next 5 years with this very stable government, unlike what we've had for the previous 5 years. But I think that turned into negative sentiment with the budget and the sort of rhetoric of the new government saying things are really tough and we're going to have to tax, etc. So recovery of H2, which was widely anticipated, really didn't arrive, coupled with interest rates remaining higher for longer. You know, we only had one or two cuts in 2024, whereas we were expecting there to be a greater amount of credit loosening, or at least monetary policy loosening to a certain degree. So 24 ended up being much tougher than we anticipated. In our business, the matters were compounded in the P&H market that we're in, whereby the clean heat market mechanism introduced by the former government in December 23, removed by March 24. And that's created a massive disruption during the course of 2024 in that particular market. And bearing in mind it's 50% of our business, we've felt a sort of double whammy with that market not recovering and stabilizing to a norm in 2024. So a tough year all round. Some macro, some obviously our individual markets being affected. But that said, there is optimism. We did start to see certainly in merchanting, and Stuart, I'm sure we'll run through some of the numbers of merchanting in H2, in particular in Q4, where we started to see like-for-like growth, albeit of a low base, but growth nonetheless, and customers reporting activity levels starting to increase. In plumbing and heating, we're now in our first, we're still in the main winter season, and Q1 will be very important to understand how we reversed the effect of clean heat market mechanism, which was Q1 last year, and we're starting to find a new normal level with volumes recovering somewhere close towards a new norm.
And given that the sort of the house builders are starting to break new ground, planning permissions are starting to get through the system a bit faster. When do you think on that sort of building merchant side, you'll see that flow through into sort of like, you know, higher demand for Lords later, say in 2025?
So I think the interest rate cut is really important. You know, if we get by H2, so in H1, if we have two interest rate cuts, I think that will send a very clear signal that, you know, the peak of interest rates have passed, and we're looking to where the terminal rate would be, whether it's going to be 4% or below 4%. I'd imagine, in order for there to be an expansionist growth agenda by the Bank of England, you'd want it to be below 4. You know, I don't know if it goes as low as 3. There are lots of market predictions. But if we're below 4 by the end of 2025, I think that's a significant amount of cash that we put into the economy that comes into our markets, which is predominantly buoyed by housing transactions, then led by RMI. And in the RMI, it's the improvement side, which is quite interest rate sensitive. We've seen housing transactions below it, the norm that we require for a healthy market. So housing transactions have been restricted. Certainly housing starts, with house builder activity being reduced significantly between 23 and 24. And it now depends on how quickly they are able to ramp up if they start to see demand picking up, which to a degree they have seen. Of course, we don't know if the impending stamp duty change is driving some short-term activity. But you'd expect, with interest rates, you know, looking to come down, and the clear signal will be coming from the Bank of England if they do so, we expect H2 to certainly start showing us good like-for-like growth, and also in plumbing and heating for there to be a positive effect from interest rate cuts. So it really is now down to that single sort of weapon or tool that the Bank of England has to spurt growth in the economy.
Good. Well, that's certainly something positive to look forward to. Now, Stuart, can we just move on to the financial? Take us through sort of the highlights of the numbers in the trading update this morning.
Yeah, sure, Paul. The highlight really for me personally was merchanting in the last quarter, which is 11% higher than the previous quarter. As Shanker said, obviously that was off a low base in 23. And the second half for merchanting was pretty promising. We're plus 2.3% in the second half. So good to post those positive numbers in merchanting. If you look at our plumbing and heating business, it's pretty much down in line with the market for boilers. So boiler sales in the year were 10% lower, and our numbers have tracked that 10% lower. So all in all, for the year, we're about 5.6% lower in revenue terms, £436 million. The positives in terms of margin, we've held, as we said, the half year gross margin pretty well. So we're slightly less than last year, but that's mainly the plumbing and heating side, which has been tough, as we've mentioned. And we've made some good progress on costs, really. I think we said the half year, we've taken about 2% out of costs. It's nearer sort of 4% in terms of overheads now for the full year. So one of our key things in this market is to drive efficiencies, keep costs down, and generate cash. And I think we've ticked those boxes in this, particularly in the second half.
Have you got any sort of mix effects at all between the two divisions? Because obviously you seem to have a higher EBITDA margin in your building, your merchanting business, than you do in your plumbing and heating.
Yeah, there's mix effects within the businesses in each division as well, Paul. So we've seen quite a strong second half for our more heavy side or civil side businesses that are close to the house builders, as Shanker said. But they tend to operate off slightly lower margins than the general builders merchants. And that's pulled our overall merchanting margin down a tad than where we thought it would be. But that's obviously a good thing because the volumes have increased. And then on the plumbing and heating side, gross margins are about 90 basis points lower than last year. Yeah. And that's really the toughness in terms of supplying boilers and getting margin on boiler distribution.
Yeah. And how's that impacted sort of the cash flow and the year-end net debt?
Well, we're quite pleased that we pulled back the cash flow in the second half by about just over £4 million. We're typically a seasonally impacted business by working capital. So we went out by £7.5 million of working capital in the first half. About £5 million came back in the second half. It's not as good as I would have liked, but and I loathe to mention the clean heat market mechanism, but I think the dynamics of that in the last quarter of 23, I probably underestimated the impact on the balance sheet last year, which hasn't helped us this year end. But good cash generation in the second half, and we'll look to do even more in 2025 because we're laser focused on driving the debt down.
Yeah. And what sort of like, I know Shank had mentioned it, what sort of cost efficiencies and, you know, sort of like streamlining activities you're doing?
Well, we just go through the whole income statement and go through line by line and try and see where we can be more efficient. I think we were about 60 heads lighter this year compared to last year on average. Not that we want to have fewer heads particularly, but we have to take tough decisions at certain times. And we've had purchasing benefits that we've worked through in the year. It's the whole income statement we chase after cost savings, and that's really our role to try and get as low as we possibly can in this tough time.
Yeah, and in terms of sort of go forward with the NI increasing in April, I think it is. How are you seeing that one sort of like flow through the P&L?
As you say, in April, the employer's national insurance is going up, both the rate and the bandings. That's going to cost our group about £1 million on an annualised basis. And we just need to tackle that in the way we tackle everything else. So
yeah,
we need to be more efficient. We need to try and try and increase our prices if we can, where we can, and just manage that situation. But it's a tough number for us in the circumstances we're in. But I think that's common for every business in the UK. So as ever, we'll just get our heads down and grind through it.
Yeah. Okay, good. Now, just sort of like finishing it all off, Shank, and what sort of like gets the blood sort of a bit more exciting in the Patel household for the business going forward? If you look at it sort of like a year, 2 years, 3 years down, obviously there's got the energy renewable type of products, you've got the recovery. Yeah.
So
you've got,
I mean, something to mention is clearly we've got, you know, in the merchanting side, we do have bright spots. So our roofing business finished up on year on year with double digit growth. We have our dry lining and insulation business in division called AW Lum. That was again in the green for full year, like for like in the green. George Lines, our civils business, had a very resilient performance. It's managed to recover profit through margin, despite, you know, civils market will obviously be impacted, just like the general, the whole construction market. But they managed to recover so much. So we're back in that business we always had. We've publicly stated we want to grow that division. So we opened a branch in Maidstone in Kent, just near Maidstone in Kent, on the 1st of January. We're looking to expand our dry lining and insulation business, where we see, again, growth opportunities. Our roofing business, as I said, seen growth opportunities. And we're still going to be investing in our core merchanting business. We've brought on board a COO for merchanting, a gentleman called Steve Hollenby, he's very well known in the industry, brings with him, you know, a huge amount of customer contacts and supplier contacts. It's from the manufacturing side, having worked with some really big manufacturers such as Genuit, ACCO, and the like. So what we've done is manage the business through the downturn, but at the same time, you know, put in the growth initiatives that as the market recovers, we're well placed to take those opportunities. In plumbing and heating, you mentioned, you know, what are we doing in the clean heat and or renewable side? We bought Ultimate Renewable Supplies, a very small acquisition, but a business that's got a fantastic opportunity. It's the link between the end consumer stroke installer and the merchant, because that's a market that is not as well known in terms of product selection as boilers. You know, boilers pretty much been around for 50, 60 years. The market is well aware with sufficient information on which boiler is appropriate for your home. A heat pump is a much more complicated installation, either as a new build or as a retrofit. So ultimate, we've backed the fact that we've got the knowledge of what to recommend, how to recommend, what pieces go with each other. How do we get installers to transition from installing a boiler to installing a heat pump? And so we're helping create that market. And if I talk through the numbers, heat pumps will end at anywhere up to about 85,000 units this year. It's probably up from about 60,000 units the previous year. The forecast for this year is to breach over 100,000. Now, bearing in mind, one heat pump is equivalent to three boilers in terms of sales value, right? And boilers finished at 1.4 million this year. The market expecting it to be flat year on year, with maybe a marginal increase or a marginal, very marginal up or down. That with heat pumps set to increase by 20,000 units, multiply that by three, because it's a three times sale price, that's equivalent of 60,000 units of boilers. And that is a market where we are building up our market share. So if we can take a significant proportion of that 80,000 unit market that's growing, we think we've got tremendous opportunities in balancing our P&H business between sort of the old technology of boilers and the new technology of heat pumps. And alongside with that comes a lot of ancillary products. You know, we've started to distribute radiators. While we always used to sell radiators through our Mistra Central Heating brand, we never distributed those. And we've now, from the 1st of January, started distributing radiators alongside exclusive agreements with a manufacturer of boilers that hardly anybody's ever heard of in the UK, but is one of the largest in the world, called Navien. Yeah. So they want to make a market in the UK. We've got an exclusive agreement on distribution with Navien. So there'll only be two or three outlets through which you can get that product on in scale. We're one of them, into the independent merchant network. And we see good opportunity in increasing their market share in the UK because we have the infrastructure. So whilst the plumbing and heating market has been affected by volumes decreasing, what we're looking to do, and that's why we're excited, is to say, okay, you know, what can we do in this market to gain market share? And that is to work with other entrants, get exclusive products. We've also got an exclusivity with Clivet on air source heat pumps. This is an Italian manufacturer. Again, you know, allows us to help them create the market for them for in the UK, right? And the UK is a big market for a lot of non-UK manufacturers. So that's how we're excited for P&H. We have Mr. Central Heating, where we are working on now relaunching that brand, and how do we use that? Because, you know, it's a well-known brand in the marketplace for boilers, and for boilers at a particular low-cost price. Those same customers will be looking to install heat pumps. And I think, you know, we've got a great opportunity with that brand to be able to influence the market, assist our customers, mainly the installers, to learn about how to install a heat pump in what is a growing market. And we see that market very similar to EV cars. You know, electric vehicles had a slow start for a while, and then you get the hockey stick, where market adoption starts to take real traction. There's more suppliers, the infrastructure, all of, you know, I remember 5 years ago, there was discussions around, we won't have the charging infrastructure. You know, we clearly do, right? It might not be good enough, but there is a sufficient amount of charging infrastructure, not a complete lack of infrastructure. So in the same way, with our acquisition of Ultimate Renewables, we're working on increasing that infrastructure of installers and having a link to the MCS scheme. You need the scheme approval in order to get your boiler upgrade subsidy of around £7,500. So again, that business is well placed to work with the homeowner to make the application on their behalf, do the commissioning and the certification that allows the boiler upgrade scheme to then pay out to the home. So starting to make sure that we gain our fair share of the market in the growing side of plumbing and heating, whilst of course maintaining our share in the traditional sort of 1.5, 1.4 million boiler sales, which has largely been very consistent for, you know, decades. Unfortunately, in the last 2 years, you know, disrupted quite heavily. Our figures point to sort of almost 20% decline in boiler volumes between end of 2022 and end of 2024. So that's quite a significant shift for any business. that, as I said, what we're doing, being optimistic about the fact that there is an opportunity in other products, and to leverage our scale and our infrastructure.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. I mean, if we get a cyclical recovery, but also, you know, boosted by the secular growth trends which you're in, and you've got a sort of a fitter, leaner, you know, sort of like a more efficient business as well, you should see a lot of operating leverage. That's a really good note to end for investors. And I would highlight to investors, have a look at the latest Cavendish note. They still have a price target of 72p on the shares, and I think they're about 30p, so masses of upside opportunity there. So again, thanks very much, gents. Good resilient performance in 2024. And hopefully when we speak in 12 months' time, the market will be a bit more conducive to the whole building product sector. So thanks again, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Take care.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
No offense, but your brain is a terrible place to keep your big idea. It belongs in the world, but you know that already. You have a calling, a voice that says, this is what I'm meant to do. Create the website your big idea deserves with Wix. Make it your own with top-to-bottom customization, AI to help realize your vision, and built-in business tools to turn your daydream into your dream job. Wix supports every stage of the business journey, except one. Your decision to begin. Ready? Go to Wix.com.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at PayPalOpen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.